It's excellent. We're really looking forward to doing this first ever live broadcast from the Bighorn Sounds Studio. We have Deep Cedar in studio with the National Parks Collection, and we're just going to get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, off his brand new EP, Loons, it's Deep Cedar, Where the Water.
Thanks so much, everyone. Maybe my heart's cavalcading horses are parade. Maybe your heart just needs to run down that road following the sun. As through the darkness, will you bring the light, and we'll meet where the water meets our needs, right underneath a starlit sky. We'll watch them flicker, those fireflies. Those fireflies. Maybe our lives weren't meant to cross. We built this off the ground and we got lost. Our roots tangled underneath. We unearthed, let those hearts speak. As through the darkness, will you bring the light, and will you meet where the water meets our needs, right underneath the starlit sky. I will hold you all through the night, all through the night. All through the night. Now I didn't send no trash to you. You can leave whenever you wish to. No, I didn't set a trap for you. No, it's just where the road led you to. And no, it's just where your heart sends you to. And oh, it's just where the sun, it'll set on you. And oh, it's just where the sun, it'll set on you. And oh, it's just where the sun,
it'll set on you.
Excellent. That, my friends, is Deep Cedar, the song called Where the Water. We are here at the Bighorns Sound Studio, broadcasting live to air with Deep Cedar, a.k.a. Lee Appleby. Lee, why don't you go around and introduce the band you're playing with here, the National Parks Collection?
I'd love to. I'm just fiddling with my guitar here. Back on drums there, drum machine number one, we've got Mr. Sean Lloyd. We got him from Derby, UK. We shipped him over. He lives in Banff. He's a good guy. Sam Bailey on the piano back there, looking real nice today. He's wearing his own Sam Bailey shirt. You're going to hear a lot from him coming up. Beside me, the very pretty and beautiful sounding Nicole Kowalewski. Did I say that right? I did say that right. Cool. Behind me here, which is usually be beside me, we've got Mr. Andrew Western on guitar. I'd love to have him here. And one of my good friends from Canmore here, Mr. Kyle Pullen, on bass guitar.
Right on.
Great. They've been a great band. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you know, it's that sounded really great. And, you know, I've got to know because, you know, it's one thing to start at, say, something like the Canmore Farmers Market, and another thing to actually get into the recording studio with a full band and actually record an EP. How did you get to this point? When did you start going on this journey?
It was kind of a surprise, actually. Bighorn Sounds, CNC Productions, they were going to sponsor a couple artists from town, and thankfully they picked Deep Cedar and Sam Bailey to do sponsored EPs. So I got in with these folks by surprise, totally. I've gone a long time thinking I was just sort of this guy who walks around town, plays guitar, and then now I've got an album coming out, and it feels really good. I'm really glad it's to this point, and the sort of the evolution of the music's been really great and fun to be a part of, because when you write a song and it's just you and a guitar and then you incorporate five other people, it just changes, but I think it's changed for the better for sure. So
yeah, when you wrote these songs, I mean, did you envision having a full band behind them? It was kind of like one of those things, oh, whenever it happens, whenever I get to it, or was it just sort of a building onto what you'd already created?
Well, it's a lot of production in my head went on when I was writing these songs, thinking, oh, it'd be great with some piano or some drums or a backup singer and things like that. But in our little town here, sometimes it's hard to gather people together because there's so much to do. And Where the Water really is about how people can come and go from this town and from your life in general. So it was tough there. But then when I really committed to it and I started asking people and I started to meet new people to come on board and that would actually commit to a band, it felt really good. It was definitely a motivational boost and felt really good inside for sure.
That's awesome. So I mean, a finished product, you got this brand new EP. What was it like the very first time you took a listen to your very own first EP?
It was very judgmental is the best word to use for that. I personally don't enjoy listening to myself all the time, but when you're recording, you listen to yourself a lot. So but I can definitely say that now when I listen to the album, I actually enjoy listening to the songs because sometimes I get lost and I'm like, oh, I didn't, you know, you forget that it's your song sometimes. And you start to realize like there's other people on that album and other people helping out. And it's really a team effort. So I'd just like to say thank you to the team for bringing this out. And yeah. We'll play another song for you real soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I first of all, I want to know, I mean, what do you think of actually this space, this Bighorn Sound Studios, is pretty new here in town. What do you think of actually having a space like this to record an EP, and what does it do for local music?
Oh, it's just going to change kind of the local scene here, because now folks that want to record don't have to go out of town. It's brought in probably a lot more clientele looking at Canmore as a place of music and a place to record. It's a beautiful mountain zone here where we can, you know, you can record and then go for a hike or go for a run and just look at the beautiful scenery. So I think it's a game changer for sure. And I think Canmore has really needed a place for musicians to go and actually put something on a disc or on a record or tape.
Of course, the recording studio here isn't the only thing in this building. Right next door is Octave, this great music venue you're going to be performing at tomorrow night for your EP release party. Are there still tickets available for that one?
Yeah, there are tickets still available as far as I know at this point. You can go get them at the Rust of Canada tonight. Tomorrow midday, we'll go get the tickets and assess. I feel like there will be a few tickets left at the door. So I hope you folks come if you're listening. Thank you.
And how are you feeling about the EP release tomorrow? Are you excited, nervous, a little bit of both?
I'll be honest with you, I'm more nervous about playing live on the radio, but I've got all my friends around me, so this is it's super beneficial.
That's fantastic. Let's do one more song here live on air. Deep Cedar, what can you tell us about this song, Build a Home?
This song is about building that theoretical home with someone else, whether it be a woman or a man or however your relationship status is it's with Build a Home, it's how it's, you know, it's not their fault, it's mine, because I'm such a sporadic person, and sometimes we'll decide just to leave and go travel, or and then I'll come back, and you know, it's not their fault, it's definitely mine.
All right, Deep Cedar, the National Parks Collection, the song's Build a Home, live right here from the Bighorn Sound Studio on Mountain FM.
One, two, three, four. I fall in love with so many kinds of girls. So from them strawberry blondes to them ones that can't spell. I haven't found one in which to build a home. Well, I know it's a problem of my home. Oh, now all my own. Here we go. Fall in love with so many kinds of girls. So from them strawberry blondes to them ones that kiss bell. I haven't found one in which to build a home. Well, I know it's a problem. Oh, my home. Oh, now all my own. I fell in love with a brown-haired girl. Oh, now she took my heart and she gave it a twirl. Then one day she came and hurt my old soul. And now from then on I knew her heart was made of coal. Oh, her heart was made of coal. Then one day came this lady in black. From the tips of her shoes to that long hair down her back. Then one day I came across a voodoo doll. Well, it looked just like me. Big smile and paw. Big smile and oh, here we go. I fall in love with so many kinds of girls. So from them ones I should have married to them ones I overlooked. I haven't found one in which to build a home. Well, I know it's a problem. Oh, now all my home. Oh, now all my own. Here we go. Walking in the woods, I met a pixie in red. Well, her hair looked like fire as it fell to my bed. I ain't no sailor, so you better take warning. Oh, now when you wake up to red in the morning. Oh, now red in the morning. I fall in love with so many kinds of girls. So from them strawberry blondes to them ones that can't spell. I
haven't found one in which to build a home. Well, I know it's a problem. Oh, now all my home. Oh, now all my home.
Build a Home, that is local artist Deep Cedar from the brand new EP Loons, which is coming up here this weekend with a big release party at Octave on Bow Valley Trail Saturday. Grab your tickets at Rusticana. Lee, if people can't make it to the show, is there another place people can pick up the EP here?
Yeah, there's. You can pick up the EP. The best way to do it is either get in touch with Octave, Bighorn Sounds here. You can also buy it digitally on Bandcamp. It'll be on iTunes as well, and it's Deep Cedar, and the album's going to be called Loons.
Fantastic. I just want to say big thanks to Christian and the team here at Bighorn Sounds for making this live-to-air broadcast possible. A big thanks to Deep Cedar, Lee Appleby, as well as the band here, National Parks Collection. You guys did a fantastic job, so thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Woo! Thanks, Rob!